Doremus wept in his heart, but no tears came. Uncle Magnus was dead, and there was nothing more to do for him. He looked at the old man's face, his scar covered by the vampire girl's curiously tender gesture. For all his life, Magnus had been there, the old invincible, warm where his father was cold, understanding where his father was indifferent, encouraging where his father was demanding. The Count had not been invincible in the end. But he had died quickly of a mortal and honourable wound, not lingered with some disease, leaking uncontrollably from all orifices, mind befuddled, body diminished. It was not such a bad death, Doremus told himself. Then he looked at the blood, at the ripped wounds, and knew there was no such thing as a good death. Balthus was waiting, in attendance. There were servants all around now, chattering, tutting. Where had they been when the mayor was killing the count? Hiding for the sake of their skins? Doremus followed his father and the vampire, Balthus jogging along with him. No matter what he felt about his father, about hunting, about the kill, Doremus swore he would track down this thing that had slaughtered his uncle and end her life. He would find the mare before Rudiger, and this time he would have a clean kill. Then he would burn his bow. The forests swallowed them up. Chapter 11.